In Northwest News on KPLU, can one of public radio's most popular personalities pull off a live show with a pair of dancers? That's what Ira Glass is hoping to do on Saturday when he takes the stage with two professional dance makers. Glass, as you probably know, is the host of This American Life. And as he tells KPLU's Florangela Davila, he came up with this show after seeing a performance by dancers Monica Bill Barnes and Anna Bass.
I saw them and I had this feeling of like, oh, this has exactly the sensibility of the radio show that I work on, except they never use words. And that was super interesting to me. That is, it was funny. It was out to entertain. It was emotional. And it was about documenting things that we all feel. And then there was the question of like, well, can you combine these two things? And what's been interesting, it was to figure out what that meant.
So how much dancing do you do as part of this show? What is the choreography that we're going to experience?
I mean, the truth is I don't discuss whether or not I dance in the show. I think anybody who's coming to the show wanting to see me dance, A, would be really disappointed if they saw me dance, and B, like, I narrate stories and the dancers dance. I'm Ira Glass for This American Life.
But I did see a promo. So we're not going to spoil. Everybody's going to just have to come to the show to see whether or not you dance. But I did see a promo photo that shows like you're doing a ta-da on one bended knee kind of gesture.
I will confirm that at some point I do go down on one knee with the professional dancers and I do a kind of ta-da move. And I have to say, even that is kind of a stretch for me because my knees are not, I'm not perhaps as flexible as a person could be. So I can absolutely confirm that I do that.
Plus, it's much easier to go down than it is to stand up gracefully from bended knee.
That is very true. That's very, very true. Yes, yes.
So all eyes will be on, like, how strong is his core right now, getting himself up from that bended knee position?
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to think of the times in one's life that maybe kind of invite the opportunity to dance, and I was just curious if you had danced at your prom or if you had danced at your wedding or...
In my personal life, I dance, yeah, but not very often. Like, I don't get much call for it, but I dance at weddings enthusiastically and badly, and you know, if, like, there's a song on and I'm in the kitchen, like, yeah, I'll totally bop around like a moron, and there's no dignity to it, and yes, I do. Where we get by, where we get
by. When I tell people that I'm going to go see a dance show, sometimes I'll get these looks of like, yeah, you know, I'd like to go, but I just don't get dance. Do you always get it? Do you see a lot of dance and do you always get what you're looking at?
I don't see a lot of dance, but I do go occasionally. Yeah, like I do go occasionally, and I feel like I do get it. Yeah, I do. I feel like generally, like, it's not so complicated. In fact, the people who think that they don't get it, I think that they're trying to read something more into it than the thing that it is. And sometimes it really is just like the pleasure of watching somebody move so beautifully, you know. And you know, it isn't like you have to figure out something beyond it. I think one of the things that happens with this show is I feel like it's very clear that the audience has an experience seeing these particular dancers that I had when I saw them. And that is, like, I saw them perform the first time and I was like, oh, I think I really understand everything. Like, I totally get dance. And also, like, oh, I kind of like dance, don't I? And I feel like the audience totally, like, has that feeling. Because what this particular dance company, the Monica Bill Barnes Dance Company, is, and these two dancers are, like, it's super accessible, they're very funny, and they're documenting things that seem like very normal human things, moments of awkwardness and moments of triumph, and there's just something, they're very good actors in a way. Like, you find yourself watching their faces a lot.
Being around dancers, do you have a new appreciation for your own shadow or mirrors?
That's a really good question. That's a really good example of an interview question that is so much better than any answer I could possibly give. And I just want to my answer will be, I just want to show respect for that question. The answer is no, which is boring. But that question was awesome.
Hey, okay. Well, you made my day. This was the last thing Ira had to say about a stage show.
I think a lot of people are made nervous at the thought of going to a dance show. I think when they hear it's going to be a dance show, I don't think that's a selling point for a lot of people. In fact, it's almost like saying there'll be a reading of poetry. You know what I mean? Like, or an ancient poetry, not even contemporary poetry. And I just think, like, I just say that, like, the show, it's, you know, the feeling that it has is it feels like the radio show, but then there's this whole visual component.
The show is called Three Acts, Two Dancers, One Radio Host, Ira Glass, Monica Bill Barnes, and Anna Bass, and it plays Saturday at the Paramount Theater. And if you're wondering why this particular song is playing in the background, well, Ira Glass actually makes a cameo in the music video. The song is called Bad Dancer. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.
Place your bet. Watch your step. I'm a bad dancer with no regrets. Come on, face your best.